That's odd. We've just lost cooling engine one. Now engine three. Power overload on levels 100 to 350. Get someone down there to take a look. We'll divert all power to two and the backup mainframe. The people under 350 are fucked.
Okay, I'm here. Yep. Both engines are out. Wait, there's something here. Angled in the cooling propeller. What the fuck? It's a freaking wing.
Coexistence. Episode 3. Delivery incoming.
The last time my dad and I looked each other in the eye was at my mother's funeral. He didn't say anything. He just held my hand as we watched the cast being prepped for launch. I hadn't seen him for months. He looked older than I remembered, tired, ready to stop. I thought that maybe this was it. This was the event so extreme that would finally force him back to me. But it wasn't. He was gone again, minutes after her body was ejected into space. Blake was there. He tried to comfort me after Dad left. I remember crying for a while, then pushing him away. I wasn't ready to hear my dad's voice again, but I knew it was waiting for me in the instruction message that I'd just received, completely without warning.
Incoming data, drone detected.
Really? Shit. This must be it, my application. No more pod deliveries from me. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Incoming delivery. Voice identification required.
Confirm. Rachel Hunter. This isn't right. What is this? Control, this isn't my application.
Identification confirmed.
I think you made a mistake.
Rachel Hunter.
What the hell? It's like an old drive. Who sent this?
Sender, Dr. Maxwell Hunter.
Dad? Set drone deliveries to standby. Unpack files. Show me the system hierarchy.
File structure. Welcome message. Insignia Life Enterprises. Off-world laboratory trials. Outbreak and contagion reports. Patient Zero Protocol. The Caldera report.
Whoa. What the hell is this? Some kind of reunion gift, Dad. A quick call would have been fine.
Which file would you like to access first, Rachel Hunter?
Well, I've always been a fan of skipping the instructions and getting right into the detail. Show me the first file.
Accessing. Insignia Life Enterprises UFDA report.
Play.
ILE have been the premium rare foods experts since 2040. USDA and UFDA approved to use genetic modification in the nurturing and development of organic edibles. Insignia Life specialize in the crossbreeding and selective inbreeding of genetically farmed domestic animals. The cloned salmon hybrid known as Pink Rainbow has been Insignia Life's fastest growing product, now exported to over 5 million outlets across the four tiers. In 2045, Insignia Life Enterprises won the contract to supply genetically modified foods to the biodome ecosystem. End of wiki.
Okay, fine. Old school news right there, Dad. Insignia Life already took over the world. Go to next.
Off-world laboratory trials.
Now we're talking.
Patient Zero Protocol.
Play.
August 10, 2045. In the past few hours, I've noticed a change in Patient Zero's vital signs. He hasn't woken from his coma, as I would have hoped. But there is a definite shift. In fact, there's an improvement. He's still cocooned, still in stasis. but he's perfectly healthy. Heart rate, blood pressure, all strong. One day, this man will have to make a choice that will impact on everything and everyone around him. One that will reach far beyond our universe and into the very cosmos that I gaze upon right now, to the unseen civilizations yet to be discovered. I only hope that he makes the right one. Oh, God help us all.
Stop. What the hell is Patient Zero?
The biodomes are heaven in the clouds, and the big launch day is coming.
As one of Tier City's lucky 2,000, you will experience the thrill of yesteryear with the opportunity to swim in a carefully reconstituted body of water that's virtually identical to Earth's bygone oceans. It'll be just like taking a cool dip at your great-grandma's local beach. Biodome Infrastructure is proudly brought to you by the world leader in ecosystem development, Insignia Life. Enjoy life. Prolonged water exposure may lead to skin rash or internal ulcers.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Now, live and direct. And straight to your heart, the preacher.
In the beginning, there was light. Perfect shards that cut through our world with technological precision, wiping clean the unsavory and the unworthy. In the beginning, there was light and scorching heat, the coming of the end of days, burning a path through the pitch black darkness, melting the rot and the degradation from our lives. Then, when the bombs dropped, they brought salvation, they brought peace, they brought coexistence to Tier City. And the coming together of the people. Of you, my people. You are the lucky ones. You are the saved. You are the chosen.
Turn that asshole off. Tell me what happened, Blake.
I'm cold.
You're in shock.
Morgan, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry if we
Calm
failed.
Calm down. Just breathe.
We were attacked by a swarm. They were like birds, but they had claws, sharp teeth. They appeared out of nowhere, fell on us from above.
Jesse, did you see what happened to Jesse? You left her?
There was nothing I could do. They ripped her to shreds. We weren't prepared. We weren't armed, had no protection. I don't know what those things were, but they weren't natural. There was something else in there, something big.
In the tank?
The glass shattered. It's out. They're all out.
We should have never sent you down there. The cost has been too great already. You okay?
I feel strange.
You should rest. You've been through a lot.
Morgan, I'm sorry about Jess, really, I am.
She knew the risks.
Do you hear that? Oh, that noise. Can you hear it? Morgan, I'm scared. What's happening to me?
Medic! Get the medic in here now!
This is Rachel Hunter. Access instruction message. Play.
Rachel? It's me. Dad, listen. This contains 30 years of mistakes, Lizzie. You'll be tracked by a man named Keller. Go, Keller, go with him. I miss her so much. Look, I know I wasn't there for you, my little girl. Please.
When was this data packet sent?
43 minutes ago.
Access location of sender?
Location of the sender is unknown.
Scanning vital signs. No internal bleeding detected. Are you okay, Max?
Are they still out there?
The attack drones were designed to self-destruct on impact. There is no trace.
Did you eject the data?
Yes, Max.
I hope she'll forgive me for coming back into a life like this.
An electrical storm is approaching. It will be here in 4 minutes.
What's your status, Wiggy?
Environmental functions are operational. Motor functions are disabled. Long-range comms are disabled.
How long till they come to get us?
We are beyond the Red Zone gateway. No one is coming to get us. Environmental system in the cabin is stable for 9 hours. But we are significantly far from any commercial drone ribways.
Where are we exactly?
Scanning. 74 miles north of the Red Zone wall.
74 miles? I can walk 74 miles. How long could that take?
I must warn you that we are in a high-risk radiation zone. You will require a hazmat suit. This will slow your progress to approximately 3 miles per hour. You would arrive at the Red Zone wall in approximately 24.6 hours. There is significant risk of fatal exposure.
So, what are you saying? I won't make it?
There is significant risk of fatal exposure.
Oh, well, well, your bedside manner is pure charm.
I'm sorry. I do not understand the assertion.
Remind me to reset your understanding of assertions when we get back.
Reminder set.
And to update your sarcasm patch.
There is an alternative. I have detected a communications complex half a mile west of our current location. You can walk there in 2 hours.
Are you trying out sarcasm now?
This will be your only chance of survival.
Guess not.
Unidentified object in airspace.
Scan it.
Scanning for registration. Failed. Drone misaligned.
What the?
Drone stalling.
No, no, no. Oh, this is bad. This is bad.
VR-142 stalled. Logging failure.
Don't report it. I got this. I can recover it.
Rear thruster damage. Notifying master control.
No! I said I got this!
VR-142. Connection failed. BR904. Connection failed. BR419. Connection failed.
Control, what's going on?
Connection failed. Connection failed. Connection failed.
Transfer all data to a portable nano. Full lock and encryption. Set to fly follow. 2 feet. We're getting out of here.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.